Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. The Taoiseach and Micheál Martin are due to meet this evening in a last-ditch effort to avoid a Christmas general election. Donegal is to receive €2.5 million in extra funding for the local improvement scheme. The housing minister is being urged to stand by his commitment and provide social housing for residents of mica-affected homes in Donegal. And the Donegal branch of Diabetes Ireland says there is a lack of progress in addressing the serious crisis in diabetes care at Letterkenny University Hospital. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with PJ Lynch at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht. First in news, the Taoiseach and Micheál Martin are due to meet this evening in a last-ditch effort to avoid a Christmas general election. Fianna Fáil has tabled a motion of no confidence in Taoiseach over her handling of an email regarding Maurice McCabe. Fine Gael says this breaches the confidence and supply agreement propping up the government. Speaking earlier in the 9 till noon show, Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue says while there shouldn't be an election, Leo Varadkar must ask the Taoiseach to resign in order to resolve the issue. He's hopeful that this will happen over the next few days.
My point here is there shouldn't be an election on this issue, that it should be dealt with appropriately by the Taoiseach, by taking on board the fact that the majority of people and deputies in Dáil Éireann don't have confidence in his Taoiseach, and by replacing her so that the actual issues which are important to people can be addressed and can take up people's time. No reasonable person would expect could stand over a situation where a Taoiseach would continue to expect a minister to stay in place where a majority of Dáil deputies in the Parliament actually don't of confidence in that person. So I would hope that over the next few days, and I think this is the reasonable thing to happen, that this issue would be de-escalated by the Taoiseach actually addressing the concerns that people have, addressing the fact that there isn't confidence in Frances Fitzgerald, and by asking her to resign.
Meanwhile, the Independent Alliance is appealing for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil to step back from the brink in order to prevent a general election. Minister Ross made this appeal.
We are appealing for both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil to step back from the brink to prevent a needless and costly general election. We're calling on Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin to engage in urgent, meaningful negotiations to ensure that the fallout from this controversy does not affect the citizens of this country.
Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty says the deputy leader of Sinn Féin will lead the party into the election whenever it happens.
Mary Lou McDonald will lead her campaign in the election if there is to be an election, but that is a decision for Leo Varadkar. What we have very clearly is a motion of no confidence in the Taoiseach. We want to see the Taoiseach go, and it is up to Leo now whether he wants to walk at this date into a general election.
The housing minister is being urged to stand by his commitment and provide social housing for residents of mica-affected homes in Donegal. Councillor Martin McDermott is calling on the council to write to Minister Damien English after he promised during his visit to Donegal that social housing would be provided for homeowners affected by the defective block issue, a commitment that has yet to be delivered. Councillor McDermott says some homes are now at a stage where they are unsafe to live in.
The situation is worsening in relation to the mica, especially in the Neshone and in other parts of the county. And the minister did say when he was in the county back in early summertime that there would be a commitment that people that had houses that were at a certain level of deterioration could avail of social housing. That hasn't moved forward at all, and there's a number of people, especially here in Neshone, that has presented themselves to the council to avail of social housing because their house is at a stage where it's unsafe to live in. But the system hasn't changed that they can avail of that, and I'm urging the minister now to move that on and allow these people that are not able to live in their houses anymore to avail of at least the HAP scheme where they will be able to private rent and get it subsidised. Because you've got to remember, a lot of these people are paying a mortgage and then now have to move out and pay rent on top of that, and it's just not affordable.
And is it a case where the minister needs an upgraded report of those who are at that stage that they need the social housing?
Absolutely, absolutely. And then the report, I think, is the second part of this report is coming out in December. It was meant to be coming out in December. And I think the minister must clearly state as part of that, how we are going to deal with the people that are going to present themselves. And if we do have a cold winter, which is looking very, very likely at the minute, that it is going to be a cold winter, there is going to be serious situations come March.
Donegal is to receive €2.5 million in extra funding for the local improvement scheme. Minister Michael Ring has this evening announced a national fund of €7.5 million for LIS, with Donegal securing one third of the total funding. There was much disappointment across the county after it was revealed a total of €884,000 funding was earlier secured for LIS despite an excess of 1,200 applications submitted. Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh has today welcomed the funding, which is due to be released next week.
Council officials, the Council of Road Engineers, have been working really hard in preparing a roadmap to draw down this money, and they're in a position now to start spending this money, and I'm delighted that Donegal has got €2.5 million extra. I know we've got a massive demand, I think upwards on €20 million worth of LIS schemes in the county. But if we're at the stage now, this very early stage of reintroducing it for the first time this year, and getting over three and a half million allocated, I think this bodes well for the future, and we'll be looking for a further announcement of the LIS scheme come the beginning of the year.
And while welcoming this funding, as you did mention, there is still a huge gap of the applications that were submitted. Is there any chance that in the future there could be more funding secured?
There will be more funding, as far as I'm concerned, because a lot of people live in isolated areas, and certainly the LIS scheme, it's an important scheme, so I will continue to make it a priority.
And finally, Minister, a question that's on everybody's mind. Do you expect to be on an election trail next week?
I don't want an election. Fine Gael doesn't want an election. A number of conversations with Letitia yesterday, and we're very, very insistent that there's so many top priorities, big priorities, from Brexit right through, and I got the finance bill through the Dáil last night and looking to get it through the Shannon on Tuesday. And even more locally, I'm working very, very closely with the officials of the Department of Housing and Local Government on a national planning framework and a capital plan. I've been out and about in Donegal today. The public don't want an election, and over the weekend, if there's anything that can be done to stall that, I certainly would welcome it.
The Donegal branch of Diabetes Ireland says there is a lack of progress in addressing the serious crisis in diabetes care at Letterkenny University Hospital. The group was to have met with Health Minister Simon Harris last night, but because he had business in the Dáil, they only had a brief conversation in a corridor. Donegal branch spokesperson Paul Gillespie says while the Saolta Hospital Group is developing a centre of excellence for Galway and Sligo, they aren't hiring the specialist people necessary to run it, particularly for children. He also says the North West needs a dedicated centre.
The HSE guideline is that there should be a centre of excellence for every 300 children, which we have between Sligo and Letterkenny catchment areas. There are 300 children, but there's no plans by the Saolta Group. They're building a building, which is they're calling going to be the centre of excellence, but they have the centre of excellence has to be headed up by two paediatric endocrinologists. The Saolta Group have not applied or even seem to be researching to get these people. They have actually, all they've applied for at the minute is a replacement for Dr. Nealon in Sligo, which is only a paediatrician with a special interest in diabetes. And that's completely different from a paediatric endocrinologist. The calibre of people we need to attract to the Northwest are not going to come to a post that's a paediatrician with only a special interest. We need the calibre of people that's going to be a paediatric endocrinologist.
So you're saying whatever about the physical infrastructure that's being worked on, it's the people, it's the expertise that we're lacking here, and that really is where the focus needs to be?
Oh yeah, severely lacking. Like, you know, there's now five centres of excellence, but there's no centre of excellence anywhere in the Saolta Group area. So they're working on the building for Galway and Sligo. But we are actually arguing as well that in the Northwest, because a large population of children in Donegal, and because of the geographical area, it should be a shared centre of excellence between Donegal and Sligo. So they should put a paediatric endocrinologist into Letterkenny and one into Sligo, and they can work and they cover each other's holidays, that you will have proper care in the Northwest.
Donegal County Council is to seek funding for a notorious bad stretch of road between Letterkenny and Lifford. The road at Tully Rap has long been deemed as a treacherous black spot, with two heavy-duty vehicles barely able to pass each other. The work would see this section of the road widened, while a number of trees would also be taken away. Local councillor Ian McGarvey says this has been a topic of discussion for a number of years and work now needs to begin.
It has been agreed by the team that was in there from the National Roads that something will be done about the Tully Rap area. Now, when you leave Lifford and comes out before Ballinalecky and all that, there's that stretch of road. There's even a pole sitting right out on the road edge. And there's been several accidents there and someone killed last year in it. And we have sat there and talked about it for years since I went on the council. So I can never understand why places like that can't be dealt with. So hopefully now something will happen there, but these are the roads, and I know we're talking about spending millions maybe around from Bunagee in to Letterkenny. I said, they've done the Bunagee link long ago, maybe less problems. So hopefully now that we'll say, if money becomes available, that it'll be spent wisely and so on, because we're talking about 1.4 kilometres. And what are we doing, or what does create traffic faster into Letterkenny? They talk about getting rid of traffic out of Letterkenny. But sure, it'll only be limited what it would create for them anyway.
And while this section of the N14 is hopefully going to be addressed, you are calling for the wider issue to be addressed in terms of the entire road is quite treacherous.
Well, I could not agree more, because during summer season and all the rest of it, anyone drives that road knows too well the importance of, we'll say, providing funding, dealing with the road instead of sitting talking about it.
Highland Radio Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where the Black Friday Super Sale continues until Sunday, in-store and online.
And it's 5:15, time to lead a sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. In GAA news, Niamh Cullen Killa will return to Celtic Park for their Ulster Junior Football Final against Ballinalecky tomorrow evening. They last played in Celtic Park when they defeated Tattyrea in the Ulster semi-final. Healy Park in Omagh was the original venue, but an inspection carried out last night deemed the pitch as a cause for concern, and then again today after another inspection, the Omagh venue was deemed unplayable. The intermediate and senior Ulster football finals are also being contested this weekend. The Athletic Grounds in Armagh hosts a double header, with Tyrone champions Moy and Down champions Rostrever facing off the intermediate final at 1, before the senior final between Cavan Gaels and Slochneil, which throws in at 3 p.m. In other GAA news, there are two Donegal under 21 hurling quarterfinals on tomorrow, both throwing in at 2 p.m. St Eunan's take on Carndonagh and Buncrana host Burt. On Sunday, St Nolan's face McCool's in the Donegal Under-21B football final at 2 p.m. In soccer news, Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says he has 100% faith in defender Alberto Moreno, despite the Spaniards' error-laden performance in their 3-3 draw at Sevilla. The left-back was substituted during that draw, where Liverpool blew a 3-0 lead, with Moreno at fault for the Spanish side's first 2 goals. Klopp says it wasn't a good night for the defender, but his form has been good this season. Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho says he's concerned Marouane Fellaini will leave at the end of the season. The Belgian midfielder will be out of contract, and PSG have been linked with him. Mourinho says there's nothing he can do to influence talks over a new deal. This weekend sees plenty of local soccer action. Sunday sees Coquille Celtic and Letterkenny Rovers looking to progress in the FAI Intermediate Cup. Coquille face Swords Celtic, and Letterkenny will take on Middleton. There are plenty of games in both the Donegal Junior League and Inishowen Leagues this weekend, both on Saturday and Sunday. In rugby news, Ireland captain Rory Best is urging young lock James Ryan to make his presence felt against Argentina in tomorrow's final November international. The 21-year-old Leinster player is set to start a test match for the first time, having earned 3 caps from the bench to date. Best says Ryan has all the physical attributes to be a big player for the team.
I think you're supposed born with that sort of physical presence, that size and that bulk, which he has. But I think it's making sure that we get the most out of that. And like I say, that there's no point being this big physical character if you go into your shell, and I think we've seen bits of it. And obviously the fact that he captained the Irish under-20s, a successful under-20s, shows that he's a big character, and it's important that we get that out of him, and that he doesn't just try to fit in with what we're doing. He fits in and adds something as well.
Scrum half James Hart will start for Munster for the first time this Sunday in the Reds Guinness Pro 14 match away to Zebre. He comes in for the injured Duncan Williams in what will be new head coach Johan van Graan's first game in charge. Sam Arnold comes into midfield to replace Chris Farrell, who was on duty with Ireland. Darren Sweetenham starts on the wing with Simon Zeebo at full back. This evening, Leinster host a Dragons team coached by their former hooker Bernard Jackman. Ulster will look to close the gap on Conference B leader Scarlets with a win at home to Treviso, while Connacht are away to Cardiff. In rugby this weekend at home, City of Derry face off against Barnhall in their featured game on Saturday Sport tomorrow. Rainey will host Skerries in the other All-Ireland League Division 2B tie. Division 2C sees Omagh travel to face Thomond. In basketball, LYIT will take on Killorglin tomorrow in the National League Division 1 away in Killorglin. Niall McDermott's side have played 11 games with 5 wins and 6 losses. They currently sit in 7th, which will keep them in the top tier if they remain there when the league splits after Christmas. Athletics and the All-Ireland Juvenile Even Ages, Interclubs and County Cross Country are taking place in Abbottstown in Dublin this Sunday. Boxing news, Brett McGinty of Oakleaf Boxing Club will take on Aidan Walsh of Antrim tonight at the Ulster Elite Championship Welterweight Final. That takes place at Ulster Hall in Belfast and selection for the Commonwealth Games will be made after the finals. The National Senior Championships are on in Dublin this weekend. An 81 kilo quarterfinal tonight sees David Satoria and Cathal Brown, both of Illy's Golden Gloves Club, face off. Tomorrow sees Kira Anderson of Twin Towns in her semi-final against Lois Walsh of Castlebar at 51 kilos. And at 64 kilos, Dunloe's Matthew McColl takes on Ryan O'Rourke of St. Michael's in Dublin. And finally, it's the final day for nominations for the 42nd Donegal Sports Star Awards. There's still time to get those nominations in for those teams and individuals who have enjoyed sporting success in 2017. The deadline is midnight tonight, so go to Donegal SportsStarAwards.ie to nominate. That's all for your sports news this evening, and back to Michaela for the news desk.
Thanks, PJ. Thorn and Lies say they hope some lessons can be learned from the Buncrana Pier tragedy inquest. The two-day inquest heard a number of measures that may help people should their cars end up in the water. One was to provide a tool to cut seatbelts and break windows with every car sold. John MacArthur, operations manager with Locks, Willie Ornelai, says even he learned something new at this week's inquest.
Every one of us will carry that incident with us for a very long time. And I'm sure many people will be wary, much more wary of the sea and whatnot because of it. But, the community is resilient at the same time and it does pick itself up and try and move on.
And for weather now, staying cold and breezy for the rest of the day with wintry showers and moderate or fresh west to northwest winds. It will be cold and breezy tonight with further wintry showers with lowest temperatures between 1 and minus 1 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal is to receive €2.5 million in extra funding for the local improvement scheme. Minister Michael Ring has this evening announced a national fund of €7.5 million for LIS, with Donegal securing one third of the total funding. The Taoiseach and Micheál Martin are due to meet this evening in a last-ditch effort to avoid a Christmas general election. Fianna Fáil has tabled a motion of no confidence in the Taoiseach over her handling of an email regarding Maurice McCabe. The Donegal branch of Diabetes Ireland says there is a lack of progress in addressing the serious crisis in diabetes care in Letterkenny University Hospital. The group was to have met with Health Minister Simon Harris last night, but because he had business in the Dáil, they only had a brief conversation in a corridor. And the Housing Minister is being urged to stand by his commitment and provide social housing for residents of mica-affected homes in Donegal. Councillor Martin McDermott is calling on the Council to write to Minister Damien English after he promised during his visit to Donegal that social housing would be provided for homeowners affected by the defective block issue, a commitment that has yet to be delivered. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. Good evening.
Shay, we're my husband Colm Ferriter and Sean in the previous guilty at Highland Radio. Fogarty of Jazz, Gaelic and Shacht and Shaw, we lean on Lily, a current Shias or Hufain, Mark Canchery, Lehul, Gaeliga, and Letcher Kennan. Major the figure the Hodgin Dananov, S.A. Letcher Kennan and Bala, S. Gaeli, a Tiva Muid and Geltok Tanyerin, the three Fingid, Eg Usage, Nachanga, Go Lehul, a Tiva Muid and Chorus, a Jehish. Dort Erlori Leonre Letchukennan, Kathleen Nivrin, Gor Awer Dohish, a Tasna Figuri, a Lerin Gwil Nis Mo Dini, a Kursimus a Changa, Namar Avi Ariv, Harter and Valla, August Gwil Baru Erna Figuri, Fua Wine, On Am, a Walu, Nefiguri, a Nuri, Lenis Mo Dini, a Frastel, a Rangana Iha, August Erna Hemakti, a Vien, a Rakta Aggregat, Tatuskarakt on Leonre Letchukennan, Concasu, a Onadiha, O Conde Horlihondigun and all. agus of Horace Nigeliga, con Ahantas and Wenchama, my grupa at a fragra as Farbuch Nigeliga, Golua and V. Shahogin, Augusta Antral, Janta, Fasta, Aku, Sakamortis, Glor, Nangale. Tell you, find Ober, August Emakti, and Lienra, Erin Lahana Facebook, Lienra Letcher Kennan. Babe Rave, Bouta the Hodge Sclape, Gail Linia, Yavidus, a hard jeg, Erbon, and Auraclan and Garishja, Boher Ardweha, Monahan. Jardine Shahogin and Trohodilla de Minnesota. Sir Ata is sclaped now Comortus Talinia, Spragu Lugus Brio, Tajiri Hagosunra, Gosunra, Ern the Heer One Skullin and Land Gilligus a cheer, Gustavim Ern na Halinia Coamshire. Base Scholarly of Hubble Skulgy Dors, Marine the Scholarly of Hollister Ali, Letcher Kennan, Dona Ward, Condi Heroin, August Hollister of Hubble Rath Karn, a gen of Onodiacta, the near Huskert, Ernia, Sna Chaspantus El Kenyaleha. Kill Araniacht Ashtrak Douglas Rinker. Rahina Butcher or I, Gujian Crave, Comortus, and me, Anna, Malia Clea. Ta Funcha Telia in his shown Ross Gild and Grupa Kaharnakta, Egoractal Emakti, and Jerry Shacht and Yasha, Eg Onaj, Egsula, and Ross Gild, Lakodjil and Nadini, Tafwaka, Ganjijan, and Yen Natalia in his shown. Ta Emakti Galore, Jokyol Dowsa. Kjol, Dowsy, Koyu Brega, Augustaradia, Agriha, Egonaj, Jeffreda, Spe Kjol, Kurum Iha Harn, the Ender Thousands, Agus Clan, Vic Ruri, Erin Arden, and Austin the Thry, Nadunov. August Bay Kathleen Nivren, Olin Rolacha Kennan, Chodjerta and Shaji, March Hoginia, Erin Clar, Rulia Bulia, Eglahania Hocht, Led Lord Fududa, Lin Rolacha Kennan. Shimba Chodja, Irregulier, Slanagus Bannocked.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 24th of November. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Philip Fogey Doherty, 1 Ardravan, Buncrana. His remains will leave McLaughlin's funeral home at 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Maureen Kerr, Kiol Namara, Cross Connell, Clonmany. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening at 6 o'clock, going to her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11:10, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Mass at 11:30. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at Deanfield Nursing Home, Derry, of John Gillespie, 10 Waterside Street, Strabane. His remains will repose at his home from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:40 for Mass in St Mary's Church, Millmount, at 10:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Cancer Research, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred at her home of Vera Coulter, Drumkeen, Ballybuffet. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for Mass at 11:30 in St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred at Woodville Unit, St Joseph's Hospital, Stranorner, of John Ferry, Rushin, Burton Port. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11:30 in St Columbus Church Acres, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Woodville Unit, St Joseph's Hospital and Dementia Cafe Letterkenny, care of any family member or Sean Midlin Funeral Director, Dunlow. The death has taken place of Joseph O'Driscoll, 303 Conyborough, Lifford. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:25 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at the Mater Hospital Dublin of Kathleen Smith, Mount Marion, Milford. Her remains are reposing at her late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Removal from there tomorrow to St Peter's Church, Milford, arriving at 7:15 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. and the death has taken place of Maureen McCafferty, Naomh Cusker, Hilltop House, Iona Road, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 11 to St. Enan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the family plot at New Leck Cemetery.